Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this October 3rd. Happy Monday, one and all. If you've been grocery shopping lately, you may have lost your appetite as you walk through the aisles. Record-setting inflation's driven prices sky high. And if you're banking on discount warehouse clubs to help you save some money, we got a little more bad news. Walmart Sam's Club members are going to need to dig a little deeper into their pockets to go shopping. For the first time in nearly a decade, the retailer's raising its membership fees. Shoppers will pay an additional $5 for basic membership and $10 for its higher tier Plus membership. Retail Dive is reporting that. It's the first time the Plus level membership fee has increased since it was introduced more than 20 years ago. The increases will hit in mid-October. Even though these price bumps have been brewing for a while, they may leave a bad taste in the mouths of some customers. Sam's Club foot traffic is up nearly 10% over the same period before the pandemic, CNBC reports. Plus, the company benefited from high-volume purchase and fuel discounts during the pandemic to lower costs. The company's also made investments offering better quality goods and adding amenities like curbside pickup and same-day home delivery. And yet, Sam's Club is taking action to head off backlash. Last month, Walmart CEO Kathy McClay sent a note to customers offering to ease the pain of the increase, at least for this year. Sam's Club is offering store credit in the amount of the increase when customers renew. But even with those increases, Sam's Club is still cheaper than rival Costco, which last raised its fees 5 years ago. Costco charges $10 more for both its entry-level and premium membership tiers. Of course, there's good reason. The company announced last month that its annual earnings increased more than 15%, topping $2 billion for the first time ever. During the company's earnings call, CEO Richard Galanti said there are no plans to increase fees for now. But when asked about the future, he said a membership fee bump is a matter of, quote, not if, but when. There you have it. That comment shines a light on the realities of big box membership clubs, which are being hammered by inflation just like the rest of us. Costco's merchandise costs rose more than 15%, taking a sizable bite out of the retailer's thin profit margins, Motley Fool reports. For now, Galanti says that lines of business with greater margins, like gasoline, are giving the company something of a buffer. All of this leads to the question, do membership clubs really even save us money? Researchers say they can, as long as we can afford to buy in bulk. The reason? Well, low-income households tend to buy small quantities of whatever item is cheapest. Higher-income households tend to buy greater quantities when items are on sale or offered through membership clubs at a lower unit price, Marketplace reports. A University of Michigan working paper found that low-income households pay roughly 5% more than higher-income households for toilet paper alone. So even with the fee increase, if you do the math, membership clubs can really help you clean up. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown. Written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.